He thanked us for our help and asked for more. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky addressing a joint meeting of Congress in his first foreign trip since Russia invaded 10 months ago.
Ukraine is alive and kicking.
Zelensky spoke to U.S. lawmakers to offer thanks and make the case for continued military support.
I know that everything depends on us, on Ukrainian armed forces, yet so much depends on the world. So much in the world depends on you.
Zelensky concluded his speech by presenting the Congress with a Ukrainian battle flag signed by Ukrainian troops fighting on the front line.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. Now, Zelensky earlier met with President Biden, got nearly $2 billion in more military assistance, and there's another $45 billion in Ukraine aid and a massive spending bill Congress is trying to approve by Friday.
This 4,155-page bill, full of Democratic priorities, does nothing to protect the border. Quite to the contrary, it contains language undermining border security.
That's Republican Senator Mike Lee, who tells Fox he's trying to include an amendment to keep Title 42 in place, the COVID-era policy that could soon end, leading to an even bigger surge of illegal immigration. It's stormy in the Midwest and soon along the East Coast, snarling pre-Christmas travel.
Parts of I-29 and I-90 closed in South Dakota until Friday. Tim Pletton, manager at Coffee Cup Fuel Stop in Vivian, has been sheltering stranded drivers there for days.
Drivers calling the 65, 40 miles away that didn't have diesel and there was no way of getting to them because of the weather.
AAA recommends that if you're traveling by car through dangerous weather, bring plenty of food and water, blankets, cell phone chargers, first aid kits, jumper cables, flashlights, and shovels.
Fox's Jeff Manasseh. More than 1,200 flights canceled today, 700 more already scrubbed tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Sam Bankman-Fried is back in the U.S., in custody, flown here from the Bahamas, where he was arrested to face fraud and other charges in the United States in the collapse of the FTX crypto exchange he founded, costing investors billions of dollars. Two of Bankman-Fried's associates have pleaded guilty.
Caroline Ellison, the former CEO of Alameda Research, and Gary Wang, a co-founder of FTX, in connection with their roles in the frauds that contributed to FTX's collapse.
U.S. Attorney Damian Williams. On Wall Street, stocks could drop. Futures are down modestly the day after a big surge. The Dow rose 526 points. The Nasdaq gained 162. COVID has done it again.
The newest data on life expectancy in the U.S. says the average lifespan as of 2021 is 76.4 years. That's about a half year less than it was the year before. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Health Statistics says the three leading causes of death are heart disease, cancer, and COVID. Women are still outliving men with an average of 79.3 years. Men get just 73 and a half years. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Do you know what pickleball is? For those who don't, it looks kind of like a cross between tennis and ping pong, and it's expanding.
Major League Pickleball is coming to Washington, D.C. and other cities and bringing some high-profile owners. Sportico.com reports 12 new teams will be added for the 2023 season, bringing the total number of teams to 24. The team named the D.C. Pickleball Team has an ownership group that includes celebrities like Kate Upton, Eva Longoria, and Justin Verlander. The other cities included in the expansion include Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, and Miami.
That's Ryan Schmelz. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.